You're listening to BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for Late Junction with Fiona Torkington.
Based Chicha Libre's take on the ride of the Valkyries, and that's from their new CD called Cannibalismo. Ah, quite an energetic start to Late Junction tonight, only to be matched or perhaps even outdone by the new CD from Farmer's Market, a melting pot of Ligeti, traditional Baltic tunes, and that indefinable quality which is Farmer's Market. Here's the title track from Slav to the Rhythm. Farmers Market getting all prog on their new album, and that's not a bad thing, is it? Stian Carstensen plays 22 different instruments on the album. That was the title track, Slav to the Rhythm. Yesterday I played you a couple of tracks by the Dutch-based Amstel Saxophone Quartet. I'm featuring the album throughout the week, thanks to one of my Twitter followers, Sue, who alerted me to the group. This is Michael Nyman's composition again, an arrangement from his second string quartet.
There was a man from Lovesome Hill, and a pretty maid he longed to win. Her skin was pale as the fallen snow, and her lips as red as a ruby rose. He said, one day she'll be my bride, but until that day I'll bide my time. Now the man who lived at Lovesome Hill, He waited long and he waited still, all for the day that he could charm. But he saw her on another man's arm. He said, fair maid, why do you scorn me so? For the pain I feel, let no man know. Now the wind blew cold on Love's a Mill, as a jealous mind with evil filled. For the devil danced and he played a tune, singing, strike her down by the light of the moon. Strike her down till her heart beats for no man. For if he can't have her, no man shall. As the sun set down on Love's a Mill, he lured her down against her will. By the water tower he found a stone, and he struck her down with one cold blow. She fell like lead, quite dead, like a withered rose. And her blood ran through the fallen snow. Beware the ghost that walks there still. By the water tower alone he stands, fire in his eyes and blood on his hands. But his heart is cold as the stone he used to kill. Oh, beware that man of Love's a Mill.
It's so good to have a new CD from Rebecca Findlay, who's got a beautiful voice, I think, and she also makes stunningly gorgeous cards. Thank you, Rebecca. The album is called Improvising Around the Sun, and that was Loathsome Hill. And the Amstel Quartet just before, David Roach's arrangement of Michael Nyman's String Quartet No. 2, one of the movements from that. The Moroccan singer Sami El Maghribi was born in 1922 and was a revered singer of Judeo-Moroccan music. He grew up in the Jewish quarter of Rabat, and he brought together classical forms and street poetry. And he was known for singing about contemporary events, such as the return of King Mohammed in 1955 or the Agadir earthquake in 1961. This song is called Mal Bibi Malu, What's the Matter with My Beloved?
نومي حرم الجفان في الليل نحلم بخياله يولي لي كيف زمان حبيبي ونفرح بوصاله Thank you. نهنا وتزول الحزن نتمتع في الخد وخالو يلا ينصيرو كان خلي العشيق في حاله ما لحبيبي ماله كان معايا كان ما لحبيبي ماله يا ناسي غضبان حبيبي ماله دي مدة مرجاله شوقني في خيال قهرني تعيان يخدعني بجماله خدع على الأمان خلاني في الهموم والأحزان من بعد يرجعني قامت غصن البان وخدودو وشفوفو والمبسم عقيان حافو الورد بالنعمان
Thank you.
Anahita playing Hardanger fiddle with a tune about three heathen sisters who played the shepherd's horn so beautifully that the congregation left the church and went to listen to them instead. John Cage before from the percussion group Sisu, Cage's Allegro March and Waltz from 1936, and the legendary Moroccan singer Sami El Maghribi first of all from the new Rough Guide to Morocco compilation. A new album by the trio Phrenesis came out last month. It's called Walking Dark, and from that, here's a track called Charmed Offensive. Jasper Hoby on bass, Ivo Neem playing piano, and Anton Eger on drums. Thank you. the sound of Phronesis. That's from their new album Walking Dark, out last month on Edition Records. The title of the album, by the way, refers to a series of concerts they played in total darkness as a dedication to Jasper's visually impaired sister, which he says helped us to focus on the intuitive way we communicate between ourselves and the listener. There are a few dates left on their tour. Tomorrow they're at the Watermill in Dorking, Friday at Fleece Jazz in Colchester, and they're at King's Place in London on Saturday. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Fiona Torkington. If you want to get in touch, late.junction@bbc.co.uk is our email address. And you can find me on Twitter at Fiona Torkington. This is Current 93 now, a track called Passenger Aleph in name from their album Barlstorm Sing Omega.
Beyond I am, bails out the stars, starting the sound of first the air goes, and then the heart. So was that a mega point? Butterfly to the sun, points fingers as the graves awake. The moon is dead. Long live the moon and Miss Tricky hides beside your lying eyes. Hotel snuffed in its snow. In the wrappers, the rubble sugar sweet. Smells of paper eyes. Smoke, a forest burning in the storms. And in the house of mercy, on the air screen pops a prophecy.
Passenger Aleph in name.
So I caught in words of the star makers and the fakers of grief. And there was no sadness in the tractors broken over ghost fields. By the ball storm, bowed heads as sinners' turns of praise, and bowed trace mild in the heart of the wood, at frost or fear. As she was Queen Apollo, and she was Queen of Gates, the lamb's blood washed me clean, called me to sing Omega.
Rather unusually for the label Runa Gramophone, that was a French group. They're called Astrid, and that was their take on the music of Satie from an album out last week called High Blues. Current 93 just before that, and Passenger Aleph in name. I mentioned Weird Law yesterday. That's an event taking place at the Folk House in Bristol on the 10th of June. They promise music of strange and wondrous hues, workshops, hobby horses and weird goings-on. And there's a Weird Law album just out. So from that, here are the False Beards.
Razor up there on the shelf. Can you see the razor? I'm holding it myself. I think I see you standing lover, smiling sweetly while I take a shave. Yes, I'll hold the handle tighter, lover, carve a thin red line into my.
Thank you.
Boxcar Aldous Huxley, who you can hear at Weird Law in Bristol on the 10th of June. There's full information on the F Roots website. And that track and the one before by The False Beards are on the new Weird Law compilation. That's on Folk Police Recordings.
Thank you.
Isn't that gorgeous? And so beautifully played by the United Continuo Ensemble. Giovanni Vitali's Capriccio sopra uno figure. And I think this is one of the most beautiful songs Virginia Rodriguez has ever recorded. There is a spirit in the sky in which the fibres of the heart form a lute. Israfel. Thank you.
Thank you.
lots of lutes and ouds and the trumpet playing Angel Israfel. That was the Song Festival from Virginia Rodriguez. And then lute music by Bellerofonte Castaldi, played by Tor Harald Jonsson. And finally, Dafi Youssef, trumpeter Arve Henriksen and the guitarist Eivind Orset, Un Soupir Eternel, recorded at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London in 2004 from music commissioned by Radio 3. Now, some more percussion sounds. Chris Fitkin's Sextet, written in 1989, originally for three vibraphones and three marimbas, but this is a version for piano circus.
Thank you.
Circus with Chris Fitkin's Sextet. I see sonic landscapes to end Late Junction tonight. This is from the album Frontiers by Ian Boddy and Eric Volu. This is Undergrowth. I hope you can join me again tomorrow night, anytime from 11 o'clock. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. And the main event in the next 2 hours is a chamber concert from Swedish radio. Ravel and Dohnányi later, but first, Sara Trebeck-Hesselink, Joel Hunter, Jakob Koranyi and Per Lundberg are playing the piano quartet from 1865 by Elfriede André. She faced similar obstacles to those impeding other women of her day, but with her father's help she overturned many of them, for instance becoming Gothenburg Cathedral's first female organist just 2 years after she wrote this quartet while still in her 20s. She sounds in many ways like a Swedish Clara Schumann, and the quartet's musical language bears that out.
Thank you. Thank you.